Okay, the first type of ornament is the mordant. So I'm going to play you a couple of examples of that just so you can hear it. If you'll take a look at the sheet music I've handed you, I'll basically be playing that. And keep in mind with the mordant, you have a fair amount of options with the, a fair number of options with the rhythm, but the faster ones are a little more common. So your standard mordant, the up and down one, is this. And of course you have some rhythmic options there. Then you have the mordant with a little line through it, third, you know, just in the other direction. It's still a mordant. It's actually a little bit more common in the Baroque era. So I'll play that one. Now, depending on where that is in the music, there's a good chance you're going to want to be using a B natural there. Because the pieces are in C minor and G minor, those are the keys I used for the examples. So in C minor, you're very likely to need the B natural. So here's that. Great. Now, here is an example of the trill. Number two. Remember to land on the last note a little before you're done, and to hold that top note a little longer. And of course, trills in the Baroque era start on the note above. What's written? Okay. And you'll notice in your music sometimes this is written in, but here's a trill with what's called a Nachschlag after it. That phrasing, that's actually a little more typical of the classical era, but the musical effect happened in the Baroque too. They just called it something else, but that's mostly what we call it now. That name just happened more in the classical era, where you've got the F or the F sharp at the end of it, leading into the next note, and we'll probably go to an A like this. Actually in some of these music. Okay, now time for the appoggiatura. It's kind of like a mordant without the first note. You just take a note that's a step or a half step away from the written note and play it on the beat, stressed. And again, it's fairly likely to end up with a natural. So I'm just going to go ahead and play B natural for the first example. And again, you have some options with rhythm. It doesn't have to be straight eighth notes. You could go... You can hear that's just a little faster than actual straight eighth notes, but it's still the right feel. It has to be right on the beat. The appoggiatura note, the new one, needs to feel like it's right on the beat. Okay, and here's from the note above, which is just as much an option. And of course, you can have it with longer notes. You know, the rhythms I wrote in here are not, of course, the only rhythms that can have these ornamentations. You can do it with pretty much anything. That for a half note would be a good option, or you could do it faster. Depends on what you feel like the music needs at that point. So here's an anticipation. It's essentially the opposite thing. You just play the next note a little bit sooner than it actually shows up. So you would play most likely. And these tend to work really well with trills, just like the Nachschlag. So like this. Okay, now we're getting more into passage work. The next batch of these are more to ornament passages. So if you had a line like this, you could throw in some escape notes. They're not the most common type of ornament, but they were used, and they can be pretty useful for making some passages sound better. So, that's typical, and of course you can play with the rhythm some too. You can go... if you would prefer. And you can make that even more exciting if you want. I've written some options down below, like this. If you'll look at the next example, that's filling in the interval and escape notes at the same time. And of course, you have rhythmic options there. Your next option is filling in intervals by step. So if you had a line like this, you could change it to... And of course, you still have rhythmic options, like... So that's your basic if you've got a part moving in thirds. Now, sometimes it's also really useful to be able to go by step. I have an interval here from C to G, and since we're in G minor, of course, we would probably use an E natural and an F sharp on the way up, just like in our melodic minor scale, which you will be learning soon if you haven't yet. So that could be. And of course, you again have rhythmic options. You could do it faster and a little less in rhythm. Or you could do a triplet. But the first one's probably a little more common. That can be really nice. Now, sometimes you have an interval that's so big that it's hard to fit all those little notes in, but you still want to fill it in. A really useful thing for that is arpeggios. And again, if you've not started learning that in your lessons yet, it will. It'll happen sometime soon. Feel free to ask if you don't know what those are. But here is a C minor arpeggio to fill in a C to high E flat jump. So. And again, you have rhythmic options. Or. So those are all very good options for that. Those should be most of the ornaments that you're likely to need. Feel free to look through your music and be creative. Figure out some new things to do and add them in. Now I'm going to demonstrate a little bit of adding this into your music. And do remember that the first time you have a musical idea, and when I say musical idea, I'm thinking small things. Like, for example, in the G minor concerto we have. So each of those is a little musical idea. And then you get it again and again, just a step down. So the first time you do that, you want to leave it as written, generally. And as it goes, it can get more exciting. So, here, and if you'll look at the Word document I've sent you, I've given some ideas in each of the pieces you've got for ornamentation. And here's the one I gave you for this, I do believe. It has an appoggiatura going into the D, and a mordent, the inverted one that goes to the lower neighbor, on the C. So. It just makes it a little bit more exciting. And if you ever feel that the music is getting repetitive, that is where you want to add in an ornament. So, in the C minor sonata, this is an idea that you might use. See, we're going to have an appoggiatura, but going from the other direction, this time from the upper neighbor, into the D, and another backwards mordent on the C, inverted mordent. That's the part with no ornamentation, and again, you can hear the musical idea is this. And it just repeats. So that's a great place to add ornaments. So here is the ornamentation I suggested. Let me try that again, sorry. Used to playing it straight. Okay, and that's just how you do it. And again, feel free to get creative, look through the parts, see where you might like to add some ornaments. It can be also useful to listen to some recordings of the piece, and you'll find plenty on YouTube. And the professional recordings will be ornamented, and they'll have a lot of different options. So good luck, enjoy, have a great time. I hope that's what I actually wrote in the part. That's not quite right. I wrote a trill. Let me give you for the C minor sonata what I wrote in the PDF document. Here it is. Another option. Okay. Good luck. Thank you.